Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch Finley,
106.
Whenever you hear the Starland vocal band during the B. Mitch Finley program, it means it's time to talk to Chris Russell. If you're on, I know callers just called in, but you got to take Rooster when you get an opportunity. He's a very busy fella.
Yeah. Good afternoon, boys.
Rooster and I were on the same flight back from Spain yesterday.
Yes, we were.
I thought, you know, it's a long flight, but I thought that everything went well on the plane. Somehow, B-Mitch, we landed on the People Mover at Dulles, and Chris was very upset.
I was very upset.
Why?
I have no idea why.
Because people are silly gooses, and it was just a bad setup, and then we had to wait, and just a bunch of things going on.
You know I'll complain about anything.
What was the bad setup?
What was the complaint yesterday?
It was you get off the plane and you got to walk like a mile and a half to get through this long corridor to customs, and people in wheelchairs were being pushed through. And
are you mad at people in wheelchairs?
No. I was being hit, and it was just aggravating, right? Anyway, B, I got to say this. The two biggest pops that I got the entire week that I was in Madrid and Barcelona was because of JP's introduction of me. Friday night, outside of two Irish bars that were jam-packed for his podcast party, outside on the street, I walk up to him, and he's like, "Hey, Rooster!" And a bunch of people around, "Oh, Rooster!" Like all of a sudden, you're relevant now because JP knows you. And then yesterday on the People Mover, a bunch of people recognized him. Of course, they have no idea, and for good reason, who I am. And he's like, "Hey, do you guys know Chris Russell?" And they're like, "Oh, Rooster. So the only reason why I was relevant was because of JP Finley.
You just don't go out a lot, Rooster. You got to start going out more.
Probably worth pointing out, Brian, that Rooster, we had been off the plane for some time. He still had his neck pillow around his neck.
Yes.
I'm not really sure the hows or whys.
I've got a sore neck. You know, when you carry a radio station like I do on 980, you get a sore neck, you get a sore back. So you need to. Yeah, you need to.
Rooster, will you say something for me in this exact cadence? My neck, my back. Just say that for me.
My neck, my back.
You know what follows that, Roos?
Oh boy.
Jeff will tell you when we're done.
Oh boy. Jeff gonna blend that into a song?
No, he'll let you know what comes after that.
Okay.
Don't ever say that again. Don't listen to JP, man.
Hey, at least I didn't do that stupid 6-7 stuff.
Well, here
I would have rather you did that.
I'm glad Jeff you potted up his mic, because I'd like to let Jeff talk here too. Brian.
JP, why are you carrying around a bottle of Italian? Oh, you got a salad.
I have a salad. Okay.
I'm like, why is he playing with a bottle of Italian dressing?
He does weird stuff sometimes.
No, I've gotten very responsible. I put my name on it so they don't throw it away.
Attaboy.
Brian.
Yeah.
There are currently six of us involved in the radio program. Me and you, Chris and Jeff, White Brian, and Landfill.
Yeah.
Four of us went to Spain. Me, you, Rooster, and Jeff. 50% of the current population of this radio program that went to Spain barfed on the streets or the oceans of Spain.
So who was that?
Well, it wasn't me. Was it you?
No.
Okay.
So Bruce and Jeff?
So here's what we're going to do. They're both going to tell us their barf story, and we'll decide who was worse.
All right. So here's my barf story. Thursday in Barcelona, I go out on a little sailboat, right? And we go out into the Mediterranean Sea. I had an empty stomach. It was like 2:30 in the afternoon. I had not eaten. okay? I drink a beer.
You got drunk off of a beer?
No, I didn't get drunk. Listen.
You just threw up I didn't off get drunk. Of beer?
So then all of a sudden, she's like, you know, the boat operator or the captain was like, it's going to get a little choppy here as we turn around. And all of a sudden, the boat starts bouncing up and down like this. And I'm like, and like, you know that feeling like sometimes where you have to burp? Right from drinking.
This is so crazy.
I've never had that.
I do. So I thought I had to burp, and I burped, but then it immediately got followed up by. Blah,
did you throw up on it?
Did you make it over the side of the boat?
No.
Oh.
No, because it came out so fast that I couldn't even turn around because I thought it was a burp.
Did you throw up on anyone?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
I threw up on food.
Wait, on the food they were serving?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There were a couple of, like, hand snacks, like, you know.
His is worse.
So,
before I'm here, Jeff.
I had to leave, just out of fairness, I left a 50 pesos tip to the cleaning, to the captain and the assistant
you
captain.
You gave them 50 cents?
No, $50 or 50
euros.
Pesos or whatever, euros or whatever.
Man, not pesos.
Not pesos.
Well, whatever it is.
You barfed all over the food.
Yeah,
on the
and me, and yeah, and the boat, and everything. It happened so fast, I couldn't even turn around to get out of the boat to barf in the Mediterranean.
I don't know that. Bruce, you got to know.
That is awful,
when
bro.
It's
I didn't
than
know
just
that.
Air coming up.
I thought you at least got it off the boat.
No. Literally, okay. It happened so fast and so surprisingly.
I think he is worse, Jeff.
What? Jeff, what happened?
You're out here giving Americans a bad name.
I guarantee somebody saying, damn Americans.
Yeah, dude. All right, Jeffrey.
And we told Rooster not American. He's from Buffalo.
I have a lot of problems with a lot of things.
There were a couple of Italian girls that, you know, on the boat, and they, like, I felt terrible for them, right? There was four or five of them.
Did anybody talk to you after this?
Yeah, I mean, and I was very apologetic. I was very un-American, right? I was very, like, I'm so sorry for ruining your day, da-da-da-da-da-da. I feel terrible, like, I just, and they were like, no, it's okay. You know,
They were lying.
Well, I'm sure they were, because
they couldn't eat now.
I totally ruined it. All right, I belched all over the salami.
We got it.
You didn't belch.
Jeff, tell us your barf story. Why are you guys going to Europe to barf?
Jeez. Yeah, that was terrible.
Weak, man.
So, mine was Saturday. I went to the restaurant with B, Ahmed, Tana, Mark. We're all eating.
I was at the gardens.
They're all getting drinks with their food. I get ginger ale because I'm like, yo, I touched down soft not too long ago. I'm hungry because I rode the train for about 2-3 hours touched down in Madrid just to go look around. So everywhere.
Should have just walked, dog.
Nah, so the train, it take you to different parts of Madrid.
Okay.
So I was just sightseeing through the train, getting off the train, walking and coming back. So I'm like,
I walked for like 5 miles that Saturday.
So awesome. I get with, we go back to the hotel. Me and Mark stays at the bar because B has an event to go to.
Weak.
So I'm like, let's get some liquor now. I'm good. So I have a drink with Mark. And as I'm sitting there, I'm talking, all I hear is, hey, yo, I know that voice. You my man from the radio that make the songs. I'm like, yeah, da-da-da. We chilling, we talking. He go, let's take a shot. Now, I was drinking something called Torre 5. It's a brandy out there that a lot of them drink. And they want to have shots of tequila reposado. So I'm like, all right, cool. That's still brown in my book. So I take the shots. And then that one shot led into just multiple shots and drinks the entire night. So
And so you just got hammered.
Yes. So then
well,
I go.
The young lady that was drinking with him, she wasn't drunk.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Ooh. They also wasn't giving
them. I got
them,
picks.
They also wasn't giving them the amount of liquor that I was giving.
That's Jeff's story.
So hold on. So we about to go to a party because in Madrid, their nightlife starts at 12.
Sure, yes. Late.
Yeah, so we about to go to the party. They're like, yo, Jeff, come get in the Uber. You can ride with us. But I had tried to order food, and there was no food there. So I'm like, I'm going to catch y'all at the club.
I just saw a photo. Good. You took your shirt off.
Hold on. I'm going to get to that part. So I'm like, yeah, I got to walk. It's going to be fine. I'm telling them I have to walk because if I would have got in that Uber, it was going down. I would have threw up.
He
on
threw
that,
up before
everybody.
He got into the club.
So I'm walking up the street, and I just feel it coming up. I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's after the club.
No, this is before the club. I'm like, I just feel it coming on. I go inside the alley, and I'm just barfing. I didn't feel bad because there was this little European kid giving his body up in the alley as well, throwing up. So I'm like, all right, back.
You heard he said a little European kid.
No.
Not a grown-ass giving man from his, America.
No, he was like 22, 23.
Jeff, that's weak sauce, man. So I at least threw up after one can of beer.
I'm like,
you
man.
Might have had a boat involved, though. You could have been seasick.
Yeah. That's true.
So I'm like,
hold on, Jeff. Your story's going to take a long time. I'm going to try to keep us on schedule break-wise. The people that are on hold, I might just let them weigh in on whose barf story is worse.
Well,
I can't believe.
Oh, I'm so small.
Can't believe both of you guys barfed in Spain.
Don't piss off Landfill by blowing the break because he's already upset that you're back.
Well, Landfill, I think, has audio of Chris.
Yeah, I actually have audio of what he said to the people on the boat after he threw up.
Feliz cumpleaños and prospero año y felicidad.
What does that mean?
We're coming right back. These two are disgusting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.